him so that we may fully belong to him and move as a mighty army at his command. Jesus Christ was left with many services to be done, has left us with many services to be done. Some of these services are easy, they're honorable, but some are difficult and humbling. Some line up with our desires and interests, others are contrary to both. In some, we please both Christ and we please ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Jesus Christ, we offer you this prayer.
Let us be your ready servant. Let me follow your commands. I will no longer follow my own desires. I give myself completely to your will.
The power and strength to live as true servants is given to us in Christ. We accept the place and work that he gives us, acknowledging that he alone is more than sufficient to be our reward.
I am not my own. I am yours alone. Make me into what you will. Rank me with those you will. Put me to use for you. Bless me to be a blessing. Put me to suffering for you. Let me be employed for you. Let me be laid aside for you. Let me be lifted high for you. Let me be brought low for you. Let me be full or let me be empty. Let me have all things or let me have nothing. With a willing heart, I freely give everything to your loving pleasure and wise disposal.
Christ is truly Savior and Lord. We are truly his servants. To be his servant is to consent fully to his will. Christ is worthy of nothing less. Now confirm this truth in holy covenant. Make it a reality in your life in these three ways. First, practice his presence, people. Set apart time in your day more than once to be spent alone with the Lord. Seek to perceive God's special care for you and gracious acceptance of you. Examine your heart. Even if you have freely given your life to Christ, name the sins in your life and then repent. Reflect on whether you are willing to choose Christ's holy laws and strict commands. Be sure you are clear in all these so you do not lie to God. Second, seize the moments. Look for God in all things and submit to his redemptive will. God has given you this life and no other. This is not a dress rehearsal. Don't waste another moment. Dedicate yourself now. Live your life to glorify him while you have time to do so. And then third, claim God's covenant. Do not trust in your own strength and power, but rely on God's promise of giving grace and strength. In this way, he will empower you to keep your promise. Make this resolution to be faithful ever more than before. With God's power, never go back to your former way of living. And last, always be prepared to renew your covenant with God. Fall on your knees. Surrender wholeheartedly in this oath to your Lord and your King. And those who can or those who wish are invited to kneel at their seats.
My righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me now as I fall down before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness when I have not done your will. You promise mercy if I turn to you with my whole heart.
The first historic creed of the church was and is, Jesus is Lord. God commands you rid yourself of every idol in your life and have nothing that you worship above him. He alone is Lord.
From the bottom of my heart, I proclaim in unison with
the church across the ages,
Jesus
is my Lord.
Moreover,
Jesus is my Lord. I herein and now renounce every idol in my life, covenanting with you that I will not commit any known sin. I repent of my sin. Holy Spirit, help me watch for any temptations that will lead me away from you. Before all heaven and earth, I here and now acknowledge you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
as my Lord and God.
I vow to give all of myself, body and soul, to be your servant, to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life.
Jesus modeled and taught obedience to the Word of God as contained in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. To please God in a fallen world, we must honor the authority of Scripture. Where Christ is honored, the Bible rules.
I submit myself to the authority of Scripture.
I will study it, commend it, apply it, and live it with the help of the Holy Spirit
and the collaboration of authentic Christian community. Jesus, you are the only way, the truth, and the life. I will abide in you by making your word my home. I will renounce my own wisdom and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. I renounce my own unworthiness and vow that you are the Lord my righteousness. I here and now willingly take your yoke upon me. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I accept them as the rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising I will strive to order my whole life around your direction. I will not allow myself to neglect anything
to which you have called me.
Christ told his disciples to abide in his love, his commands, and he would in turn make them fruitful. If anyone would follow him, they must be prepared to endure persecution, to deny themselves, and to take up their cross daily to serve him.
Jesus, I here and now make this covenant with you and humbly accept whatever comes in life, good or bad, easy or difficult. You have called me to serve you. Give me strength and clarity to live intentionally faithful to your holy calling.
Even when it is costly, I will daily take up the cross you have for me, bearing it gladly for the sake of your kingdom. I will edify others and glorify you.
The Almighty God knows all of our hearts.
O God, you know that we have made this covenant today in sincerity, without deceit or reluctance. If you find anything false in us, guide us and help us set it right. And now, glory be to you.
From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my God and Father.
Glory to you, God the Son.
You have loved me and washed me from my sins
in your own blood. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my Savior and Redeemer.
Glory to you, O God, the Holy Spirit. By your almighty power and kindness, you turned the heart of sin into God. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my comforter and guide. O my God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
You have now become my covenant friend.
And I, through your infinite grace, become your covenant servant. You are mine, and I am yours. So be it. May this covenant that I have made here on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen.